on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It is 9 past 10, racing today, Coffs Harbour. Tim Saladine's going to tell us how the track is. Morning, Tim.
Hey, Cozzy, how are you, mate?
I'm good. What's the day like in Coffs?
Yeah, ripper, mate. It's fine and sunny and, yeah, might actually get to the 30 degrees. Pretty humid at the moment, to be honest.
Bit muggy. Have you had any rain, Dool?
We've had an inch and a half in the last week. Sort of we raced last Monday and we've had another 36 mil since then, but nothing in the last sort of 2 days.
Mm. So how's the track officially today?
Yeah, it's spot on. It's a good four. Probably been in soft five the last couple of days, but we got one this morning and certainly a bit of give in it, but with the warmer weather, certainly good four today.
All right, terrific. So the rail, where would you whack that?
It's back to the track. It hasn't been there it hasn't been there this year, so very nice fresh pad, so I should race really well today.
All right, so it sounds like perfect conditions, really.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is for a lazy Tuesday in March, definitely.
All right, terrific. So good four, rail through, and a warm day.
That's us, Cozzy. Yep, definitely.
You'll be breaking out in the sweat, Timmy?
Yeah. Midday can't come soon enough for a nice, cool beverage.
There you go. All right. Good luck today, Tim.
Good on you, Cozzy.
Okay, Gary Cleese with us now. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, he wouldn't sweat, mate. No, he doesn't. He doesn't get real worked up. I can tell you that now. But
he's a pretty stress-free operation, isn't he?
Yeah, it is a warm day, and you know they are predicting thunderstorms late this afternoon. So let's hope they do come after the last. But a good little meeting too, and we got a good feel in the 2-year-old. Good to see some 2-year-olds getting around in country New South Wales, and a lot of trainers travelling again. You know, we got Chris Lees here, we got first time. Over here, Paul Perry. So, those trainers now are signing them in a truck and they're travelling trying to get the money.
Yeah. All right. Well, the first is, you said, a 2-year-old, one Full of Spirit, $2. Number two, Graziano, 61, 3 out. 4 Sir Piccolo, 31, 5 Divisadero, 7, 6 and 7 out. 8 Magic Palace, 650. Number 9 Royal Eclipse, 270. 10 Sizzling Suzanne, 14. 11 Rosano, 151. The favourite, a 2 even. Number 1 Full of Spirit.
Yeah, well, look, the two best back runners of Full of Spirit was $2.15. It got in as much as $1.95. Like you said, Sean, $2 at the moment. Good money coming late, Royal Eclipse from the Ellen Denham Yard. $5.50, went into $2.20 and just edges out of that $2.70 mark. So there was a good rally up for her. But away from that, they're the two best back runners. I'm 9-1-5 and 8, and I'm with the 9 Royal Eclipse from the Ellen Denham Yard. She's had 3 trials. She won 2 trials, one at Wyong and one on the Beaumont track, and hit the ground really running in those trials. And then she went to an open trial behind McLaren. She was beaten a fair way. Now, she debuted up at Colindai, and the bottom line with her, it just went absolutely pear-shaped out of the gate. She began awkward. She got crowded up really bad shortly after. And she was out of a comfort zone back in the field. But the thing I liked about her, she picked herself up down the running and really found the line. Cassie's sister had the wood on the whole lot of them. But she's got the ability, and I think she's only got a run up to her trials to be very hard to beat. One Full of Spirit, you'd like this, or Sean. He's by Spirit of Boom. He's a 2-year-old. Neil Godbolt's got him here. You don't see many of them today getting around. He's got a real sway back on him. But yeah, he's a lovely rangy horse, but he's just got that sway back, and we don't see a lot of it today.
Tullock.
What's that, Sean?
Tullock had one of those.
Yeah. Well, Neil probably bought him with it, but I tell you what, he's got the ability because he trialled him at Tara, and he bounced the lids, and he led all the way to win a trial. Now, it's not easy to do. He debuted up here in an open maiden. He sat 3 wide the trip, and he was beaten 1.1 length, so... You know, not easy for this time of the year for 2-year-olds to go in open maids. Never mind running fourth, only beaten a length, and he brings him back to 2-year-old company. He's a very good placer of horses, and particularly with 2-year-olds, he knows how to place them, Neil, but he'll improve off that. Desidero, the 5, won second on debut, gets the blinkers on, certainly improvement there, and another one went around on that Cassie Sisters race. And 8 Magic Palace, look, she's got to go in. She's a Spirit of Boom filly from the Chris Lees yard. Now, Chris has only given her the 1 trial. That was 13 days ago, beaten 1.5 lengths on the Beaumont track over 800. I don't think she's had a flash and light on her, but he must be happy enough with her. Sometimes Chris will give him 2 or 3 trials, but he's only given this one filly the 1 trial, and she looked really pretty tractable in that trial. But I like Royal Eclipse, but I do think the top is the one they've got to beat also. 9-1 of 5 and 8. in race one.
Right now, race two, 1 Del Moore, 15, 2 Happy Frank, 21, 3 Hurricane Max, 15, 4 Rooster Cogburn, 15, 5 is out, 6 Clara Moir is $5, 7 Create Your Own Luck, 9.50, 8 Emmy's Our Girl, $10, 9 Valley Crossing, 15, 10 out, 11 Nakani Lass, 5.50, 12 out, 13 Oesheo Drift is 15, 14 Texas Target, 3.10, 15 Rogue, 151, 16 There You Go Bo, 126, 3.10 Favourite, 14 Texas Target.
Being well back to Jimmy and Joe Jennings have opened their pockets, owned by Joe Jennings, and races in the takeover targets. Colour $6 this morning into $3.10 now. Shortens up with each call. No money for the 6 Clara Etoile. And a little sneaky money for the 7 Create Your Own Luck from the John Smurden stable. $11 into $9.50. So just that little sneaky money there. I found it tricky. I'm 6, 14, 11, and 8. I'm with the 6 here, Clara Etoile. She's had two runs back. She ran fifth at Kimberley Greens, only beaten 1.6. She was huge at Wong the other day. Had she jumped, she would have blown them away. She missed the kick B3, and she ended up running second, beating a length, and all she wanted to do was charge the line. But the problem is she won't want to miss the kick here, but hopefully she does begin on terms with them. And I think all she's got to do is reproduce what she did at Wong the other day to be very hard to beat. 11, Texas Target. She's only had the one start for Jimmy Jarvis, like I said, owned by Joe Janek. And just looking at her in the yard, she had that little bit of improvement with her. Not only that, it was 810. She sat probably midfield. All she wanted to do was attack the line. And when she got up going at about the 350, she had to be eased off the heel. So she probably lost a little bit of momentum there, and she was only beaten a length. But she gets up to the 1,100 metres. She gets a nice soft gate to get a nice run in transit. 11, Nakani Lass, no knocks with her. She's only had the two starts. And I remember before she even started, they trialled her here at Coffs Harbour, and she bolted into the trial. Then it went pear-shaped when she debuted. She had a long break. She resumed with no trials under her belt, and she led, and the condition just blew out the last little bit. So you would say today, again, with CJ Graham aboard from that beautiful alley, she's not going to do any work if she does find the front. And I've got to watch on the 8 Emmy's Our Girl here. Haven't run for nearly 2.5 months. Toddy Halliday travels. Michaela Weir rides, and she only had 3 goes last preparation, and 8 winners came out of those maidens. She was coming out of pretty hot maidens, and she wasn't far away. So she's a definite player if there's any money for her on tab late. 6, 14, 11 and 8 in race 2.
Now the third, 1 Purple Cup, is $2. 2 Cornforth, 480. 3 Man with a Plan, $8. 4 Firing Line, 18. 5 out. 6 The Outcast, $11. Number 7 Magic Era, 16. 8 Go Hard on Hewler, 16. 9 All About Charlie, 11. 10 We Rascals, 16. 11 Denman Quality, 26. Favourite, $2, 1 Purple Cup.
Yeah, well, he was $2.25 into $1.95, and he just gets the edges out of that $2 mark. Good money coming. Another one from the Jim Jarvis Shard, Cornforth. $11 they bet this morning. Went into $8.75, $5.50. Now into $4.80. So there's a really good firm up. He's opening his pockets up at the moment. Away from that, there's probably not a lot of money, but the best back runner by far is 2 Cornforth from the Jim Jarvis stable. 1, 8, 2 and 3 for me. Look, I'm just with him, Purple Cup. He's flying. He led and he was run down late in a really good race at the Gold Coast. 3 runs ago, he went to Grafton. He led and he beat Duke of Frederick easy. And he just didn't have any luck at Ipswich there 11 days ago. He began awkward. And when he began awkward, he half screwed out of the gates. And Leah Kilner was at a disadvantage. By the time she picked herself back up in the saddle, he was forced to race 3 and 4 wide the trip. And he was probably 5 wide on the corner. And he got beaten 0.2 of a length. And they run 58.9. That was over the 1,000. Now, probably the query with him today, he only had 53 kilos on his back that day. And he's got 59, so he's got a 6-kilo weight loss. But the gates are plus. And not only that, I think he's back in an awful lot of in grade. Wanted a bit of odds is the 8 Go Hard on earlier. He's had 3 solid runs back, little nuggety guy. And he's only been beaten 2 and 4 lengths. He's 3 runs. He gets a soft gate. And he's a winner here in the past, and he's had a couple of goes over the 800 here at Coffs Harbour with 2 placings. But the soft gate will help him, and I reckon he'll improve off that. 3 Men with a Plan. He's another one from the Bellamy Yard. He's coming off a first-up win in the maiden, beating Nakoni Lass. So we'll get a guide in the previous race with Nakoni Lass. But look, it's not easy to do winning a maiden, going to a C2, but he can only improve off that. And Cornforth's got to go in. I'd have probably had him up a lot closer, the 2 from the Jim Jarvis Yard. He isn't running for nearly 7 weeks where no one in the world he handled the tight circuit at Balna. I'm just a bit frightened that he's got to come back here to the 800 If it was 1,000, I'd be a lot more happier. But they make a mistake with the claim with 54.5, and that money's come for him. It could be the line, horse hitting the line late. 1, 8, 3, and 2 in race 3.
Now, we mentioned the swayback to horse Neil Godbolt's got. Gary Portelli's got one at the moment. Ronstar, 3-year-old by Zoostar, and it goes all right. Said 6 starts for 2, wins the second and the third.
Yeah, well, you know, and I was listening to Carmel Size the other day, that good horse he's got with Les Bridge, and he's only had the 2 starts. He bought it because he had a peculiar marking on his rump, you know. But we don't see it like we used to. When I was an apprentice to Bruce McLaughlin, we'd see a lot of horses with swaybacks, and they could gallop too, but we don't see as many today.
Yeah, well, it hasn't stopped us, Blake. He's a nice 3-year-old by Zoostar. I just texted Gary to double-check, and he said, yep, he's way back. So they can gallop all shapes and sizes, Gaz.
Doesn't matter. Pigeon toe, doesn't matter, Sean.
No.
If they've got a heart, mate, they can gallop, can't they?
That's right. Yeah, look, there's a motor under the bonnet.
Look at us, Sean. Look at us. We haven't got the best gait in the world, but we go all right.
What fine specimens of manhood we are. It's enough to make mice jump on traps, Fred Inkham. the fourth
shut
one.
Up, Gary. You'll get yourself into trouble.
I just give up anyway. Now, the fourth one, Anzio, 16, 2 Loving Home, 19, 3 and 4 out, 5 Boncosta, 3.10, 6 Evangelist, 15, 7 Peyton Place, 2.30, 8 Rogue Missile, 7.50, 9 Promax, 7.50, and 10 Scam, $10. 2.30 favourite, 7 Peyton Place.
Yeah, he was 260 earlier on. He's into that 230 mark. I'm just a little shorten up with Boncosta, the 5 from the Bellamy Yard, $3.30 into 3.10. And that's about it, Sean. I can't help the punters anymore. I'm 5.10, 7, 8. I'm just with him, Boncosta. He's just an entirely different horse when he comes here to Coffs Harbour. As his form suggests, he's a 5 times winner and he's a 3 times winner at the track. He's 1 for 1 at 2,000. He rolled here the other day and they just couldn't pin him back. No way in the world they couldn't. Looking at the speed map today, he probably rolls up again and dictates in front. He does go up 2.5 kilos, but he's such a big fella, and that run would have brought him along. That was his first win at a little bit of a trip. Look, I've got a 10 scam. I don't think he's out of it this bottom weight here with only 54 kilos on him. He won a Kempsey beaten El Casco. He went to Grafton beyond Chanté Chateau running second. He went back and was beaten 2 lengths beyond Terra Filo. And he wouldn't pick the bit up on that short course at Belna. He was stone marvellous last, and he was stone marvellous last at the 500-metre mark. And the only time he got going was the last 150 metres. He got up to run second behind La Firebird. But he'll appreciate a lightweight, and he'll appreciate a big track here today. 7 Peyton Place. Look, no knocks on him. I just got a little bit of a query at him at the 2,000 metres. This is his first go at the trip, but he boxed on okay over the mile. But Chris Lee strained him, and he'd know better than what I would if he's going to run the trip out. And Rogue Missile, look, he's doing a good job. His Harry win was good over Bridie Brook, and he came back and run second behind Boncosta here, beaten 2 lengths. So he meets Boncosta 2 kilos better at the weights. But I'm with him. I think he just grows a leg, Boncosta, here on his home track. 5, 10, 7, 8 in race 4.
On to the fifth event now. 1 Palo is $4.80. 2 Pluck and Lucky, $5.50. 3 Bella Star, $4.60. 4 Ted Stream, $13. 5 Gold Sky, $18. 6 No Doubt a Cracker, $6. 7 out, 8 McCall is 18, 9 with a Coney 360, 10 Secrets No More 34, 11 I Was 34. 360 favourite, number 9, Winter Coney.
Yeah, well, he's $6 in the 360, so there's a very good move up. 1 out of 20, but there's money for it. And Bella Star, the 3 is $4.40 out to $4.60, and Paolo's $4.40 out to $4.80. But I'm with Paolo. I'm 1, 3, 6, and 9. And the more I replayed him at Cessnock the other day, I think he's destined for blinkers, and he gits blinkers on first time here. He just spat the bit out on a couple of occasions down the back, and the only time he got going was 100 metres out. He charged late, beating 1.3 behind Onde Passa, which has since gone on to win at Port Macquarie last week, but he gets the shades on. He's a winner here. He's had 2 goes of the track, 1 win, 1 placing. He draws 1 gate. I really think he'll be hard to beat. I love this filly. 3 Bella Star, lovely filly by Bella's Free. She resumed first up with no trials. She beat Katami. Katami's come out to win a maiden at Scone. Then she walked in. She's a different filly second up. She was hot and she was bothered on a very, very hot, muggy day at Taree. But there was still merit in her run. She was only beaten 0.8 of a length behind Just Sizzling. So let's hope she's a bit calmer in the yarn. 6 No Doubt a Cracker, another one from the Chris Lee's yarn. 2 runs for Chris, winning a maiden at Musselbrook. Went to Newcastle and had to come back to the 900 metres with just run off the legs. And I saw this mare, little filly, last prep behind Snow Valley, the good horse from Matt Guns, and she was huge. So she's a player at 1,200 metres. And 9 Winner Coney goes in. There's money for her, but she's won 1 out of 20 and been placed 9 times. But she hit the line good at Newcastle last start and gets a kilo and a half over the limit from a pretty soft gate. But I like the blinkers going on the top. He won 3, 6 and 9, race 5.
Race 6 won amazingly, $6. 2 Black Range, 14. 3 Shima, 230. 4 Spender, 7. 5 Sunset Ruby, 4. 6 out. 7 Bill's Gift, 26. 8 out. 9 Clobites JR is 51. 10 Haley's Girls, 16. 11 Kenning Hall, 11. 12 Magnifier, 26. 13 out. 230 favourite, 3 Schema.
Yeah, well, it was 250, 240, 230 right now. Late money coming Sunset Ruby, the 5. At $4.20 into $4, and I thought there might have been money coming for this horse. I've just been waiting for him to put something on in the top weight, amazingly, from the John Smurden yard. $14, $10, $8, $6, $50, $6 right at the moment. So he's well and truly halved his quote this morning from that $14 into $6. I'm 3, 5, 4, and 1. I'm with 3 Schema. I think he gets the nice race to suit him. The big track will suit him right down to the ground. His run was terrific the other day. He looked home and he was run over late, but he was held up slightly on the corner, so you could have said might have been a bit unlucky. By Sunset Ruby, I thought she did a good job last start. She sat outside the leader and worked hard down the back, hit the front, 200 metres out, was still in front, and on the line she was grabbed behind Wee Long Shoe. So she'll push forward from that awkward gate. Full Spender, I loved his first up run. He was run off his legs over 1,012. He chipped away late. The 1,400 will suit him a lot better. And I've got to have amazingly there. I had him on top the other day at Ballina, but it just wasn't right. He came out of the gates half screwy. He over-raced on the tight circuit. He'd be about 16 and a half inches, this big guy, but he probably draws where you'd want him to be. And this was the first time they backed him from the Smurden yard. He's $14 into $6. He's a massive watch in the race. 3, 5, 4, and 1 for me in race 6.
Seventh event, 1 Splash of Lime, 225. Number 2, Foxy Walk is 9. 3 Respetta, 10. 4 She Oak, 7. 5 Tia Torre, 8, 9.50. 6 Amagil, 12. 7 is out. 8 Trapelli, 6.50. 9 Mazzadiac, 12. 10 Velvet Brown, 26. 11 Absolute Gem, 23. Favourite, 225, 1 Splash of Lime.
Trick race. I mean, she was 250 earlier on, and she went in as much as 230, just 225 now, and Trapelli is $7.50, $6.50. And She Oak, the 4 is $7.50 into 7. And a little bit of money, Tio Torre, the 10, number 5, $10 into 9.50. But I found this a trick race, so I'm with Tio Torre, 5, 1, 6, and 2 for me. And she won at Ballina 3 runs ago. She had a couple of months off. I'd say Greg Howell's had a little bit of a holiday himself. And he took her to Lismore Young Amazon, beat her 3. She had 58. She went to Ballina and she found the 1,200 too short and getting to the line behind, barely thinking with 58. This is the first time she's carried this lightweight this time in with 54.5 kilos with Kyle Wilson's trailer claiming. I'd like to see a little bit more give. She's a better mare when she can get a little bit of sponge in the ground. But she's got 54.5 and she's a winner here in the past. I've got her on top in an open race. Look, Splash of Lime, she's just cracking. Cessnock run was good. She went to Port to beat Sarasota Bay. We've seen what Sarasota Bay did last Friday at Port Macquarie, blew them away. And she went to Randwick and sat 3 wide the trip from 12 gate beat 1.9 behind Harms. But honestly, she's little. There's nothing of this girl. And she's got a hump 60 kilos. She's been carrying 54-55 her last 4 and 5 runs. But the gate helps her out. But I'm frightened with a little girl with that big, big weight. 6 Emma Jill might be coming right. 3 runs back, loves it here at Coffs Harbour. And I thought a run behind Magic Ali last start was a lot better, beating 2.8. And Magic Ali's gone to the provincials during the week to win. And 2 Foxy Walks had a couple of runs back. She's normally a mare that takes a run or two to come right. Gets a little bit of claim for a liver at Pickering. So you would think she'd strip a bit fitter today. 5-1, 6-2 in race 7.
The 8th, 1 Starfest, 480, 2 Titus, 460, 3 out, 4 Fries Mahal, 126, 5 Rosalda, 550, 6 Prescott, 9, 7 Argyle Bay, 350, 8 Budawang, 18, 9 Onslow, 19, 10 Dorigo, 13, 11 Rabbitude, 18, 12 Waiheke Island, 41, 13 Yankee Express, 71, and 14 Sebring Fling is 151, 350 for 7 Argyle Bay.
They're men in business today. He opened up at $6. He went $5. He went $4, $3.90, $3.60, $3.50. Now, they're men in business. He's just short and right in. Titus is $4.60 out to, $4.60 across the board. And the last start winner, Starfest, is 460 out to 480. Best back runner by far, Argall Bay, $6 into 350 right at the moment. And I'm in his corner, 7521. He trialled him up here, Brendan McKay. He's a very, very good trainer, Brendan. We don't hear a lot of him. He has never had a big team in work. But he trialled him here, providing taking to Eagle Farm first up, and he won the trial. Now, he went to Eagle Farm in a Class 3, and he drew 12 gate. They went straight back to last. They had no option but to do that. He was a mile off him going down the back, and he was beaten 6.2. He made up a lot of ground down the running. He came back here, and he was worse in midfield behind Letra Bell, and he flew home to get up and run second, beaten 1.8. He gets a soft gate. He gets 1,400 metres. Like I said, he's been here, and he's trialled up on the track, and I think he'll be hard to beat, and that money's come for him. Five Roseldon, I'm going to give him another chance. I think he's been a little bit costly of late. Maybe he's looking for the 1,400 metres, but he'll get every chance today with that one gate. Two Titus, no knocks on him. He needed that run first up at Taree. He came back and led all the way and got the job done at Cessnock. He could push forward with the big weight. He's a big, strong fella from the Paul Perry yard. And I'm going to leave him there, Starfest. They put the blinkers on him here 8 days ago, and he's an entirely different horse. He beat Azza Rose and beat her easy. He's just got to come back from the mile back to 1,400 metres. But the speed will be on, and that'll enable him to get back and find the line. 7.5, 2-1 for me in the last, Sean.
Can you find a good thing for us, Gary?
Yeah, I like three horses, Sean. I like race 3, number 1, Purple Cup. I loved his run at Ipswich. Race 6, number 3, Schemer. Loved his run, and I like this horse in the last. Argall Bay, race 8, number 7. I think he'd be very hard to beat. So race 3, 1. Race 6, 3, Schemer. And race 8, number 7, Argall Bay are my three best. Quaddy numbers, we'll go 1, 3, and 6 in the first leg, 3, 5, 4 second leg, 5, 1, 6, and 2 in the third leg, and 7, 2, and 1 in that last leg, Sean. But look, warm conditions, and hopefully if we do get those storms, it'll be well and truly after the last, mate.